Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Getting ready for Bands on the Beach.
Yeah, buddy.
Less than an hour from right now. It's Cadillac Willie on the Casino Beach stage. Yeah, curtain rises at 7 o'clock. It should be a great show. Bring your beach chair and blankets. Leave the pets and glass at home. All right. We're going to cover some great stories this hour. And three of the top stories you need to know about coming up right now.
Here's today's top three stories.
Tropical moisture surging east of the Florida Peninsula as Invest 93L. Setting the stage for several days of widespread rain as the system shifts into the eastern Gulf. This will happen tomorrow. The NHC has given it a 40% chance of tropical development over the next couple of days. The system moving westward will track well south of Pensacola. The advisory includes Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
Okay, and the Escambia School Board is voting today on updates to its challenged books policy. The policy modifications come after the school board voted to remove banned and challenged books from Escambia Public Schools media centers. Once approved, the updated policies will classify the school board's decisions on challenged books.
I'll frame this story around this. You can't do anything about it. And what I'm talking about, 86% of locals saying the high cost of parking at the Beach Air Show will stop them from attending future events. It is not against the law. Did some study into the BBB and talking to those folks. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. If what they say, a sucker's born every day. If you want to pay for it, go ahead.
Nothing being illegal about it explains why they've gotten away with it for this long.
Absolutely. It was the number one complaint, by the way, this past weekend. Some attendees paid hundreds of dollars for a spot, and now the locals want to know why. Escambia Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger announced a plan on Monday addressing traffic congestion at the beach. She emphasized the need to optimize the Casino Beach parking lot.
All right, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, we only have traffic issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and that has significantly decreased. It was pretty rough early this afternoon. As for your weather, 96 degrees right now, low of 78. The next several days are going to have highs that are creeping down, but that's only because there are going to be some rain chances that are creeping up.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, we finally heard from the mayor's office regarding the sudden departure of former police chief Eric Randall last week. Mayor Reeves says the online conspiracy theories surrounding Randall's replacement just not true, and there were no behavior issues related to the decision. Here's Mayor Reeves.
While I understand this decision may have seemed abrupt externally, if you know me well, we don't make decisions flippantly or without data. I was elected to work for the 55,000 people who live here. In this strong mayor form of government, to serve our constituents effectively, my primary function is to serve and lead the 850 people who work for the city of Pensacola, including the 170 sworn officers among the 230 PPD employees.
Then it was time to hear from the new acting PPD chief, Captain Christian Brown.
I have worked for the city at the Pensacola Police Department for over 29 years, and this is an unbelievable, unexpected honor that I get to hold this position and see my co-workers, brothers and sisters, and other members of the department and the city grow with us as we go through this transition.
Well, Brown said the city had unknowingly prepared her for this job through education and confidence in her abilities. Here's a programming note for you. D.C. Reeves, Mayor Reeves, will join Andrew McKay 7:40 tomorrow morning. Then Captain Brown appears on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew on Thursday morning at 7:40.
All right, and the 8th annual Operation Southern Slowdown launched Monday, aimed at reducing speed-related crashes through enhanced enforcement of speed limits and public safety messaging. The initiative targets dangerous driving behaviors across Florida and its neighbor states. The kickoff event was held at the Troop A Panama City Station, with, of course, Troop A covering Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a Florida man who killed two people outside a bar is scheduled to be executed in just minutes. Gary Baumgarten has more from Stuart, Florida.
54-year-old Michael Bernard Bell was convicted in 1995 for the murders of Jimmy West and Tamika Smith. His would be the 8th execution in Florida this year. A 9th one is scheduled for later this month. 25 men have been executed so far in the United States this year. That's equal to last year's total. Florida has executed more people than any other state this year. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And alligator Alcatraz continues to draw protesters. A group was at the immigrant detention facility in the Everglades again yesterday despite the rain. A Miami woman says she's been protesting every day this month. One protester came from as far away as Missouri. Another came from Tampa. She tells local news outlets that she believes inmates are being treated inhumanely.
You know, they talk to the inmates, doggone it, and the inmates have no problem with it. They said it's probably better than what they had at home. So, yeah, it's a clean facility being handled pretty nicely. Just people want to argue, I guess. Florida Congresswoman is introducing a bill that would give undocumented immigrants working in the U.S. an opportunity to stay here. Now, here, this isn't bad. I want you to listen to it. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar introducing a bipartisan migrant dignity bill that she tells Fox and Friends does not provide amnesty or a path to citizenship, but would allow migrants working and living in the U.S. the opportunity to continue doing so.
Who have been here for more than 5 years, that have been contributing to the economy, who do not have a criminal record, and those people are the ones who deserve some type of dignity.
Rep. Salazar's bill would also include a 1% tax on migrant salaries over 7 years, with no federal tax dollars being spent on insurance or other programs for migrants. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, a Florida man who earned the nickname as the Nail Bandit is charged with sabotaging fire rescue vehicles in Florida. Do you like the kind of the suspense build up there?
I thought we weren't supposed to glorify criminals.
We're not.
With
we're
these
just
names.
We're just calling him the Nail Bandit. You'll understand once the story, it'll all make sense to you.
There's a mystification here.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Gary Baumgarten in on News Radio 92.3.
Cops say that over a two-year period, 72-year-old John Allen Starnes repeatedly went out and placed sharp objects under rescue truck tires. They say he was finally nailed in his last act of sabotage. The Okeechobee County Sheriff's Department says he used nails, tacks, and other sharp objects in his tire-deflating spree. The sheriff says Starnes had some kind of beef with the county fire department. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
You see, Austin, we nailed that story.
Oh, yeah, man, what a card.
I tell you.
6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national stories and hopefully no puns to go along with it right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Take care, Grandma.
Okay, baby. Don't forget to let me know the second you get there.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. And of course I do. I'm his grandma. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was a wound inside. Post-traumatic stress disorder. My T couldn't sleep. He was angry all the time. He felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about this group, Wounded Warrior Project, people helping warriors like T. So I figured who better to help my grandson than people who could understand what he'd been through. Now, I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again. So I figured they must be good people.
One out of every five warriors returned from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, Austin Price, you are a rebel with a cause. Let me just tell you that. President Trump touting the results. I'm talking about that great track you just did there. President Trump touting the results of June's Consumer Price Index, even as inflation continues to rise a little bit. Max Gordon has the report.
With inflation increasing, analysts currently predict the Federal Reserve will maintain current rates. The Fed has been taking a wait-and-see approach, and President Trump hasn't liked that. He posted on Truth Social, consumer prices low, bring down the Fed rate now. He also had some harsh words yesterday for Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, saying that rates should be below 1%. President Trump has even gone so far as to call for Powell to resign, but Powell will likely need to see that inflation is under control before signing off on rate cuts. The Bureau of Labor Statistics June Consumer Price Index data showing inflation rose to 2.7% year over year last month. That's compared to 2.4% year over year in May and 2.3% in April.
Okay, 6:24. News Radio 92.3. Stocks any mixed today after an inflation update? Well, it didn't really hurt the interest rates. Hillary Barsky has an explanation.
Stocks finishing mixed following an inflation reading that was relatively tame but still ticked up slightly in June from May. The consumer price index rising 2.7% in June annually in core PCI, excluding food and energy, was up 2.9%. The data is unlikely to sway the Fed's course of interest rates. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower except for tech, which boosted the tech-heavy NASDAQ for a new record close. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, which notched a record high, and NVIDIA, the Dow decliners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 436 points, the NASDAQ up 37, S&P 500 down 25. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Did get a text from someone saying that there was a disabled vehicle, possibly a wreck in front of Tibbetts Lumber on Michigan Avenue. So we will keep an eye on that. Thank you very much for texting in. We got that a few minutes ago. And there is a reported crash on our map here. So if you do ever want to text in, let us know what's going on. Let us see something that we're not. 850-437-1620. Let us know what's going on. But let's see. Also, we did have some backups on I-10 still if you were traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that has seemingly just about dissipated. As for your weather, 96 degrees, low of 78. Next several days, have some rainfall chances ramping up and the heat kind of simmering a bit as a result.
Would you say 112 degrees in Gulf Breeze this afternoon, a simmering result?
I would say they're steaming right now. It'll simmer down, though, in the next few days. Sure. Rest assured.
Boy, this heat index is ramping up there. The Northeast, when we talked about the local weather here, the Northeast getting pounded by heavy rain with more storms on the way. Well, let's go to Haley Mayer. She is in Plainfield, New Jersey this afternoon.
The Northeast got rocked yesterday evening as a slow-moving cold front moved through the region, creating New York City's second wettest hour on record, only coming in second place to Ida. Floodwaters across New Jersey rose up to 10 feet. North Plainfield got hit exceptionally hard with rising creeks and rivers. Multiple homeowners reporting feet of water inside of their homes and businesses. Unfortunately, two fatalities were reported in Plainfield, New Jersey. Now, the unfortunate truth is we have even more rain coming towards the Northeast over the next few days. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible today, but only get amplified over the next few days. In Plainfield, New Jersey, Haley Meyer, Fox Weather.
And the Department of Education opening a foreign funding investigation into the University of Michigan. According to the department, it found inaccurate and incomplete disclosures in a review of the university's foreign reports. The department's chief investigative counsel said that recent reports reveal UM's research laboratories remain vulnerable to sabotage, including what the U.S. Department of Justice recently described in criminal charges as potential agroterrorism by Chinese nationals.
Auto pen issues worth discussing this afternoon. New report out alleges former President Biden's chief of staff authorized the use of the auto pen for issuing preemptive pardons for officials like former White House health advisor Anthony Fauci. Well, Senator Rand Paul is calling on the DOJ to launch an investigation into Mr. Fauci.
Will they try to backpedal and say Biden was somehow involved? I think that's what they'll try. But an auto pen pardon, preemptive pardon, there's a lot to go on here. The only way we could actually get this into court is hopefully the DOJ would do their job, indict Anthony Fauci for the felony of lying to Congress, and then take it to court.
And House Republicans are blocking efforts from Democrats to force a vote on releasing files associated with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's case. The Epstein files have been a source of controversy in Washington, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle calling for the release of case documents. House Democrats unsuccessfully urged the chamber to oppose a routine procedural vote on an amendment requiring AG Pam Bondi to preserve, compile, and publish the Epstein files. However, Republicans cleared the majority threshold that Democrats were hoping to avoid and supported a procedural vote with a 211 to 210 decision along party lines.
Well, it's usually a who's who of defense and security, and today it began with the Defense Department pulling all of its expected speakers from the annual Aspen Security Forum. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Monday, a day before the summit began, the Pentagon announced it was pulling out of the Aspen Security Forum. The DOD said in a statement they will no longer be participating in an event that promotes the evil of globalism, disdain for our great country, and hatred for the president. Big names were expected, like Admiral Samuel Paparo, commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. A fireside chat called Building the Arsenal of Innovation with the Pentagon CTO is now a chat with Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Response, Adam Bowler. He works out of the State Department. The Aspen Institute said in a statement, it's unfortunate the Pentagon's opted not to participate, but that their invitation remains open. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, the SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts returned to Earth this morning. Happened about 4:31 Pensacola time. They landed in the Pacific just off the San Diego coastline. So everybody's safe and good landing. All right, we'll talk sports coming up in 5 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti, announcing over $90 billion in AI and energy investments at the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit. President Trump says the American economy is being reshaped as he promises a golden age in America.
We're building a future where American workers will forge the steel, produce the energy, build the factories, and really run a country like, I believe, like this country has never been run before.
New York City Democratic candidate for mayor Zoran Mondani was slated to meet today with 140 CEOs. Fox's Brian Yenis has more.
Business leaders are curious and anxious about Mondani, particularly we're told about the 33-year-old's lack of managerial experience.
After losing the Democratic primary to Mondani, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will stay in the race as an independent, along with incumbent Eric Adams and Republican Curtis Sliwa. America's listening to Fox News.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We continue to debrief that huge marathon county commission meeting last Thursday, talking about the Escambia Children's Trust Agreement and the big controversy over the ICE agreement, which I don't think is any controversy at all. Also, people are furious that there was a $100 or $200 price tag on parking spaces and private businesses at the beach for the air show. But why? That's economics. People paid because it was worth it to them to pay. We talked about it on the Pensacola Morning News. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tropical moisture is surging east of the Florida Peninsula as Invest 93L setting the stage for several days of widespread rain along the peninsula. As the system shifts into the eastern Gulf tomorrow, the NHC is giving it a 40% chance of tropical development over the next couple of days. The system is moving westward. It will track well south of Pensacola. The advisory includes Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
And number two, the Escambia School Board voting today on updates to its challenge book policy. The policy modifications come after the school board voted to remove banned and challenged books from the Escambia Public Schools media centers. Once approved, the updated policies will classify the school board's decisions on challenged books.
And 86% of locals say the high cost of parking at the Beach Air Show will stop them from attending future events. It was the number one complaint this past weekend. Some attendees paid hundreds of dollars for a spot, and now the locals want to know why they did that. Escambia Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger announced a plan on Monday addressing the traffic congestion at the beach. She emphasized the need to optimize the Casino Beach parking lot.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
A Century man's recovering after being shot in his bedroom early this morning. Happened about 3:20 in the 1600 block of Ashford Alley. Escambia deputies confirming the victim was asleep when the bedroom door opened and shots were fired. Sheriff Chip Simmons.
You know, we get reports like this and it's like, that doesn't sound random to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we are investigating it, and obviously we'll look at it is to see if the suspect is someone that knows the victim or if there's some sort of connection to that home.
Okay, the victim told investigators he didn't see the suspect when he was shot.
All right. And plans for a new Costco store on Nine Mile Road have advanced. Tampa-based Thomas Engineering has submitted a 42-page permit of construction drawings to the Escambia County Development Review Committee. As of last month, though, the project is still under review pending state regulatory approvals.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The 2025 MLB Home Run Derby kicking off All-Star Week in Atlanta on Monday, and Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners proving why he leads the league in home runs this season.
And he goes deep to center! Gone!
It's courtesy of ESPN. Coming into the Derby on Monday, Raleigh's 38 homers before the All-Star break was the second most all-time behind Barry Bonds, who hit 39 back in 2001. But last night, Raleigh smacked 54 homers over the wall in three rounds, outlasting the field and winning the Home Run Derby, becoming the first catcher to ever win the competition.
It means the world, you know. I could hit zero home runs and I would have had just as much fun, so I just can't believe it won. It's unbelievable.
It's courtesy of ESPN. Raleigh also becoming the first Seattle Mariner to win the Derby since Ken Griffey Jr., who won the competition three times in his career. The competition last night is part of the buildup to the 2025 MLB All-Star Game tonight on Fox, and it will be a homecoming of sorts for some former Atlanta Braves players who will return as All-Stars for their new teams. Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman and New York Yankees pitcher Max Fried will suit up for their respective squads. The National League hosting the American League, and the NL will try to win the Midsummer Classic as the home team for the first time since 2011 when the game was hosted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Coverage gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern on Fox. And some news breaking in the NBA on Monday. Philadelphia 76ers star Paul George undergoing arthroscopic knee surgery to treat an injury he recently suffered during a workout. The 35-year-old will now begin a rehab program and will be reevaluated before the start of training camp in September. George played only 41 games last season while dealing with a number of injuries. It's the fifth time in 6 years he's played fewer than 60 games. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Tampa Bay Rays could soon have new owners. The Athletic reports current owner Stu Sternberg has reached a deal in principle to sell the MLB team to a group led by a Jacksonville developer for $1.7 billion. The sale could close as early as September and includes plans to keep the team in the Tampa Bay area with the preference for Tampa Bay over St. Pete. Sternberg bought the team back in 2004 for $200 million.
Here's an interesting story that we are following today. NFL Hall of Famer John Elway will not be facing any charges as the death of his former agent, Jeff Spurbeck, is ruled an accident. It was a golf cart accident. Very strange. Marianne Rafferty has the report.
62-year-old Spurbeck reportedly fell off a golf cart, striking his head on asphalt, and died days later at a hospital in Palm Springs. Elway was at the wheel, the NFL Hall of Famer wrote in a statement to ESPN following the incident. He says, quote, "There are no words to truly express the profound sadness I feel with the sudden loss of someone who has meant so much to me. Jeff will be deeply missed for the loyalty, wisdom, friendship, and the love he brought into my life and the lives of so many others." The Riverside County Sheriff's Office releasing a statement saying they determined that the incident was a tragic accident with no evidence of criminal activity or intent.
And training camp kicking off this week for many NFL teams. The rookies report for the Dolphins today, the Jaguars on Saturday, and the Buccaneers next Monday. All three teams will have full squads gathering just a week from today.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Last time I checked, Hugh Freeze is the head football coach at Auburn, but right now I only see headlines about his golf game, which is bad news for him. And in 2 years on the job with Auburn, Freeze has compiled an 11-14 record, going 6-7 year one and 5-7 a season ago. This is a huge year for Hugh Freeze, and my expectations aren't high for Auburn, as I think they'll be at best a 7-win team, so you will have plenty of time to golf come next year, because I think Auburn will cut ties with them after this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 641 News Radio 92.3. A Democratic congresswoman from Washington State proposing cognitive tests for members of Congress. Lauren Simonetti has the details.
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is trying to convince fellow members of Congress, hey, let's put criteria in place to test their cognitive ability when it's needed. She was one of the first to say President Biden should drop out of the race, and she now argues that the aging of lawmakers from the executive branch on down is making the American people think the country's being run by staffers. The median age of members of the House of Representatives, 57.5 years old. 84 congressmen are older than 70. In the Senate, median age, about 65. Glusenkamp-Perez's amendment, it was voted down overwhelmingly.
And Florida health officials are reporting four deaths this year from a rare but dangerous flesh-eating bacteria found in a mixture of warm seawater and river water, water and raw seafood. Officials say the bacteria can infect open wounds or be contracted through undercooked shellfish. The state has confirmed 11 cases so far this year, and while infections are uncommon, they can become life-threatening if not treated quickly. Last year, the Tampa Bay area saw a spike in cases following Hurricane Helene, with 82 infections and 19 deaths statewide.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Three U.S. senators are urging the Trump administration to get behind a push to raise the mandatory retirement age of pilots. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and Democratic Senator Mark Kelly sent a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio urging him to advocate at the International Civil Aviation Organization, an agency of the UN, for raising the mandatory pilot retirement age. In 2023, Congress rejected a push that would have raised it from 65 to 67 years old. International rules prevent pilots older than 65 from flying in most countries outside the U.S. The Airline Pilots Association is pushing back on the idea, saying that it could cause airline scheduling and pilot training issues, as well as require reopening pilot contract talks. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And taking GLP-1 medications like Wegovy for weight loss doesn't replace the need for exercise and a good diet. It's insane that this has to be stressed. That's the advice in a new paper from researchers at Mass General Brigham, who say that lifestyle factors are important to help reduce side effects. Since the drug reduces both fat and muscle mass, keeping fit and eating well can be critical.
Some ice cream makers are planning to phase out artificial dyes from their products over the next couple of years. Alexandria Hoff has a story on News Radio 92.3.
This is the latest voluntary move by an industry. It includes 40 companies who produce about 90% of the nation's ice cream. Now, the seven dyes being phased out of the ice cream industry mirror Secretary Kennedy's goal of eliminating petroleum-based color additives in the food supply by 2026. This comes as the FDA announces the approval of another new natural dye, a blue that comes from the gardenia plant. So consumer demand has clearly shifted from artificial colors as they have been loosely linked to hyperactivity in children. The literal roots of U.S. nutrition will today be discussed as Senator Roger Marshall and Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins host an Ag Roundtable that's part of the MAHA movement, seeing how it all fits together.
Okay, nationwide increase in deaths due to cancers linked with obesity is in the news today. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. A study shows an increase in obesity-related cancer deaths in the U.S. The research looked at more than 30,000 deaths linked to obesity-related cancers from 1999 to 2020. The study found the age-adjusted mortality rate skyrocketing from more than 3.7 million to more than 13.5 million, tripling over two decades. The study also found women, older adults, Black people, Native Americans, and people in rural areas were affected most. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says obesity is connected to at least 13 types of cancer, including colon, uterus, liver, and more. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
645 News Radio, 92.3, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together today.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. The roads are looking good. I'll just keep it at that. As for the weather, 96 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Are going to see some rainfall chances lingering around this evening, but they're really going to ramp up starting in the latter half of your Wednesday, heading towards your weekend. The highs are going to take a bit of a hit as a result, though, as we've been telling you. It's like 96 degrees right now, but the highs for Thursday and Friday are just sitting at around 88, 89.
Okay, wet conditions are expected for much of the U.S. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Heavy rain and flash flooding will be an issue for the next few days across the country, including the Mid-Atlantic and the Appalachians through Wednesday. The Midwest and Plain states are active with thunderstorms and heavy rain, which could lead to flooding, and a tropical disturbance over Florida heading into the Gulf will bring several inches of rain through the weekend, especially for Florida's west coast. Summer heat and humidity spreading across much of the eastern U.S. over the next few days. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Inflation ticked up slightly over the month of June. Jenny Casola has those numbers for you.
The consumer price index rose 0.3% in June from May, up just 0.2% for core CPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in June, the CPI was up 2.7% and the core reading up 2.9%. Though some of the readings are slightly higher than previous CPI reports, the numbers matched or were not as severe as economists were predicting. Inflation measured by the CPI rose to 9.1% in June of 2022, the highest level in almost 41 years. The Federal Reserve meets at the end of this month, but most economists do not expect an interest rate cut that soon. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. General Motors plans to produce the Cadillac Escalade plus the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra light-duty pickups at its assembly plant about 45 minutes north of Detroit. The automaker told employees of those plans today. GM had previously talked about increasing electric vehicle production there. That's not in the plans now. Reporting results after the closing bell, J.B. Hunt posted about as expected second quarter earnings and revenue. Investors aren't impressed. The trucking firm shares are down 1% in late trading. SiriusXM is rolling out a new, cheaper subscription plan with ads on its music channels. The satellite radio giant says the ad-supported package, with access to more than 130 channels running limited ads, will carry a monthly price of less than $7. Stocks finished mostly lower. The Dow Industrials dropped 436 points, or 1%. The S&P 500 eased 24, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite tacked on 37, another closing high. That's Your Money Now.
And Tesla's autopilot system is in the legal spotlight this afternoon. Tom Rigotti explains.
A jury in Miami will have to decide if Elon Musk's company is to blame for the 2019 death of a college student after a runaway Tesla sent her flying 75 feet through the air and severely injured her boyfriend. Lawyers for the plaintiff argue the autopilot system should have warned the driver and braked when his car blew through flashing red lights, a stop sign, and a T-intersection at nearly 70 miles an hour. Tesla blames the driver for reaching for a dropped cell phone. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And medical debt will remain on credit reports after a federal judge vacated a Biden-era rule. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rule would have removed the debt. However, the judge found that the rule exceeded the Bureau's authority under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. An estimated $49 billion in medical bills would have been removed from the credit reports of about 15 million people, and it would have also banned lenders from using certain medical info in loan decisions.
The Senate is set to vote on legislation that would regulate stable coins, of course, a type of cryptocurrency. Lauren Simonetti is in this afternoon with the details.
Fireworks expected at the end of the week when the House votes on the Senate's Genius Act on stablecoins. President Trump today says, quote, the Genius Act is going to put our great nation light years ahead of China, Europe, and all others. Stablecoins have been described as the iPhone moment for the financial sector, when developers realize their scale and how they can modernize the traditional financial system. Sharaz Shear is the head of payments at the Solana Foundation.
These are digital dollars. Blockchains are decentralized and permissionless infrastructure, which affords a lot of the benefits to stablecoins because they can be passed without intermediaries or controls or fees.
In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
Hey, you know, it's funny because I just had a friend telling me how much this place sucked. In-N-Out is topping Love Foods.
They're obviously stupid.
In-N-Out is topping Love Foods 2025 list of America's best fast food burger chain. The California-based chain beat out 41 other U.S. restaurants to secure the top spot despite being relegated to the western region of the country. Steak and Shake, Shake Shack, Tucker's Onion Burger, and Habit Burger and Grill respectively made the top five. Okay, he may not have said sucked, but he thought it was like heavily overrated, mediocre.
He's crazy. He sucks. I don't know about this guy because I
can't. You're like,
tell.
I want it to stay that
way. Well, In-N-Out's just staple. It's just probably the best burger place in the world. And if you do go, folks, make sure you order a number one animal style.
I've had it before when I was on a trip to Texas. I'm more of a Whataburger guy, but that's I'm regional bias. I can argue that.
That sounds. You know what? Good for you. I'm an In-N-Out guy.
Okay.
President Trump.
Agree to disagree.
And President Trump says he's made a deal with Indonesia's leader on tariffs and trade. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Products imported from Indonesia will be subject to a 19% tariff as part of a new trade agreement President Trump says he has reached with the Southeast Asian country.
We have full access to Indonesia, everything. As you know, Indonesia is very strong on copper, but we have full access to everything.
The president says U.S. exports to Indonesia will not be tariffed. The agreement would mean a considerably lower charge for Indonesian goods. The country was facing a 32% tariff on August 1st without a new deal. Since announcing reciprocal tariffs back in April, the Trump administration has announced only a handful of new trade agreements. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
6:52 on the news here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into this Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Oh, man, it's so hot. The AC just can't keep up. What do I do?
Trust the Gnome to protect your home. If your AC's in rag order, our HVAC technicians can fix it up and keep your system running at peak performance all year round.
Thanks, Woody.
Whether HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, WeCare has certified technicians ready to handle all your home service needs. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends and neighbors downtown for this month's Gallery Night. This time, it's swinging into the arts. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more info. The Roaring in Pink fundraiser and social event is Saturday at Culinary Productions on Wright Street. Fun, food, wine, and inspiration, with proceeds benefiting cancer research and support. See Roar Performing Arts on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
That's a nice, happy song. 6:55. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, one final check here. Hopefully, should be pretty easy going. The roads have been looking pretty good this hour, and it appears that that is still the case. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for your weather, 96 degrees, low of 78 tonight. The next several days have highs creeping down, but rainfall chances creeping up. It's looking like it's probably going to be the worst combination on Thursday. We're going to have a high of 89 and about a 90% chance of rainfall. So be on the lookout a couple days from now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
SoCal man is in custody for allegedly leaving a teddy bear made of fake human skin outside a gas station. Now, this is weird. Here's Christian Goodwin with more.
The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office says over the weekend, callers reported seeing a teddy bear made of what looked like human flesh outside of an AM/PM store in Victorville. Investigators responding, finding the toy was not made of any human remains or skin, but man-made material. Officials say 23-year-old Hector Corona Villanueva was arrested, accused of causing the report of an emergency while knowing it to be false, and intentionally and wrongfully planting evidence to falsely present it as real. The sheriff's office goes on to say incidents such as this take up valuable emergency resources and put the public at risk, possibly delaying response time to legitimate calls for service. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now, Chris, just earlier this hour, we were...
I will not apologize, I promise.
We were considering some of the buzz surrounding the Epstein files, they need to be released, blah, blah, blah. The one guy who probably had nothing he should have said has spoken out.
Uh-oh.
Actor Kevin Spacey. He's calling for the release of all the files associated with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Spacey took to X and wrote, quote, "Release the Epstein files, all of them," and added that for those of us with nothing to fear, the truth can't come soon enough. The actor, along with more than 150 others, was named as part of a lawsuit against Epstein's partner, Ghislaine Maxwell. Spacey and others listed in the files have repeatedly denied allegations of working with the duo.
I just loved him in the Bobby Darin story. I don't know if you ever saw that movie.
I've heard of it. I liked him in Horrible Bosses.
He was just great. Hey, some of pop stars' most sensitive files were stolen in a smash and grab. We're talking about Beyonce has been robbed. Oh, my. Here's Michelle Polino.
Unreleased music and confidential materials belonging to Beyonce were stolen from a rental car in Atlanta, according to a police report filed by her choreographer and a dancer. The theft took place July 8th, just 2 days before Beyonce's four-night run at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Among the items taken, 5 thumb drives containing unreleased tracks, video footage, tour plans, and set lists. The Atlanta Police Department said that an arrest warrant has been secured for a suspect, though no name has been released. According to the report, the trunk window of their Jeep Wagoneer was smashed, and 2 suitcases were gone. Also stolen, 2 MacBooks, Apple headphones, designer clothes, and accessories. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And speaking of Beyonce, several of her fans in Atlanta are recovering after a screaming train passenger caused a stampede after her show last night. 9 people were injured at a MARTA station following a Beyonce concert at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. According to police, the incident was triggered by a person screaming and running, causing a stampede on an escalator that suddenly sped up and stopped. 8 people were taken to the hospital with 7 sustaining cuts and scrapes, and 1 even had a broken ankle.
Okay, one of the world's busiest airports thinks passengers want to hear more of the sounds of one of the world's busiest airports. Boy, is that confusing. Jonathan Savage has more from London.
If your airport experience isn't airporty enough, why not head to London Heathrow? Heathrow is piping this across its terminals this summer. Composer Jordan Raquet says it's made entirely using the sounds of an airport, including, he tells us, boarding calls, baggage belts, and even the buzz of a jet engine. We're told the goal is to increase excitement and anticipation. The airport's reputation took a hit earlier this year when a fire at a nearby electrical substation caused over 1,000 flights to be cancelled. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
You know, the heat index in Gulf Breeze this afternoon was ramping around 112. Got to be careful. Also, what I'm getting into, pets need protection this summer in the heat as well. A few safety tips. Keep your pet off the hot asphalt and on the grass. Make sure to give your pet access to shade and plenty of water. Keep your pets hydrated. And if your pet has been out in extreme temps, make sure to watch for signs of heat stress and or a stroke. There you have some good advice to pass on.
Absolutely.
Okay, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, we are going to wrap it for the day. Back tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.